The Meigs County Sheriff's Office in Pomeroy certainly shows its age. There's black mold, water damage, and foundational issues present in the building that are health and safety hazards. The sandstone in the foundation is easily dusted off the walls, and there are massive holes in the roof. Jail Administrator Major Scott Trussell describes the building as something that was once grand, but is now long past its prime.
But there's a lot of issues with the foundation is crumbling underneath of it now. The steps are separating. There's a 4-inch gap where it's moved. I can show you a window downstairs that the sandstone has deteriorated around it. You can actually put your hand outside of the window around the frame and touch the outside while standing inside the building.
The office has a reception area with a dispatcher working at the front desk ready to help anyone who comes in with complaints or questions. And people do come in fairly often for license checks and permits. Right off the reception area, with just a metal and wood door as a barrier, is a holding cell, where inmates are kept for a minimal period of time while waiting to find out where they will be transported to. Sheriff Keith Woods says this area has been a safety concern of the office for a long time.
The public comes into the same spot here. This is where people get booked in. This is where our phone calls come in. This is our dispatch center that has everything in it. If you're coming in there for a license check for a CCW, get your permits, or your coming in here to get booked in, you're all in the same place. You're all at the same location, and we've always been very concerned about that.
Nearly all inmates who come through the Meigs County Jail are transported elsewhere because the jail can only hold 5 inmates for a maximum of 12 days at a time. The jail has so many structural issues, it fails to meet state standards. So, Major Trussell spends a lot of his time calling other county jails to see if they have room for inmates. Once he finds space, he sends deputies out to transport the inmates to counties as far as 6 hours away.
I mean, the crime's never going to stop. You're always going to have inmates, but when you only hold 5 people here in a jail that does not meet state standards, because the age of the facility, where are we supposed to take them? Because if we got somebody we have to lock up, we have to take them somewhere.
And that costs a lot of money. Last year, the county spent more than $227,000 taking inmates somewhere. Sheriff Wood hates watching Meigs County money go to other counties when he knows it could be staying in Meigs.
The solution that we come up with this project actually generated revenue and jobs, and this was something that was going to keep our money locally. It's an investment for our future for our county.
If the levy passes, property owners will pay taxes based on 35% of their home values. The median home value in Meigs County is $85,000, so most property owners would pay roughly $90 additional dollars a year in extra taxes. Meigs County residents can go online to the county auditor's website to see exactly how their taxes would be affected. Sheriff Wood says his office and the commissioners did all they could to get the price down as low as possible.
We squeezed this down as tight as we could because we're still a smaller southeastern Ohio county, and we have to look at logic, you know, how we're not going to grow a lot in our sheriff's office part of it because there's just so much money we had to work with for budget of that. But everything we were trying to do to get that millage to a certain number everything was involved in that was to be able to make the payment and do operations.
If approved, the new correctional facility will be 26,000 square feet and will have 71 beds. It will be at the current site of the old Veterans Memorial Hospital, just up the hill from the current sheriff's office and jail. The project would cost a total of $9 million. In order to fight the opioid epidemic, it would have rehabilitation programs on site. Commissioner Randy Smith says these programs are necessary for Meigs County to be able to fight the crisis.
So it's sad that you need to build a facility that's capable of doing that, because that means that your need has grown. But it's exciting about the idea that you're securing the future and you'll be able to add programs that don't exist now, because it's just the building can't sustain those programs.
The rehabilitation programs would be especially focused on drug addiction. Proposed programs include GED education, employment opportunities, religious services, recovery services, and mental health services. Sheriff Wood says the facility will meet the county's own needs while also serving as a new place for other counties to keep inmates. This would bring in revenue and even potentially new businesses to the county. But some people are wary about the project and see the potential to turn the Justice Center into a prison for profit. Lifelong Meigs County resident Clinton Bailey takes ethical issue with the idea of making money off of putting residents in jail.
I think they're going to turn it into a business is what it looks like, one of the things they want to try to do. talking about some of the other counties that are interested in bringing inmates here and whatnot. They're going to create a business on the taxpayers' money. I don't think that's right.
Bailey does not see why innocent property owners should have to pay the bill of a problem he feels should have been addressed long ago.
In the past, it's an obvious problem, and they just keep overlooking it and thinking that it'll fix itself someday. Well, this is someday, and you know it's not going to fix itself.
Commissioner Smith agrees that work should have been done on the project a long time ago, but says they are now at a crossroads where they have a decision to make about what they will do now to address the problem at hand.
This is not something we should be addressing in 2017. It should have been addressed a long time ago. So we can jump on board that wagon and just say, let's just ignore it and stay here and stay in office as long as they'll keep us, or actually do something about it while we're here to do it.
Sheriff Wood echoes this sentiment, saying this is an opportunity to grow for the future and one Meigs County should take.
Do we pass it to another generation and let them worry about it? Do we handle today and say, we've got a solution to this, let's fix it?
For The Outlet, I'm Beth Greenman.